Today's Wednesday. A lot of people call it hump day. I call it Wednesday.
Guess what day it is? Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I just say it's hump day. It's the Monica J Show. Welcome into the second hour, 10 to noon every weekday, live and local, news, talk, whatever you want to discuss here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text lines, 884-9910. And we have somebody who has been waiting for quite a while, so we are going to jump right onto the phone lines and check in with Kevin this morning. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling the show.
Well, good morning, Monica. It's actually 7 o'clock in the evening over here in England. But still morning as far as I'm concerned, because I work at the night time and I'm sort of like in sync with you guys. Been listening to Jack and Joe all morning and now listening to yourself, or I was until I come on the phone. Basically, I wanted to just basically to point out that BLM have now got a foothold in the UK and we've got riots and vandalism and violence and such like over here. I'm chasing down a story at the moment which apparently a small child was shot during a drive-by shooting in America somewhere yesterday. I'm trying to chase that down and verify.
It wasn't yesterday, Kevin. It was over the weekend and it was in Chicago. We've had a number of shootings and, you know, we talk about Black Lives Matter, but Black Lives Matter, the organization, is doing nothing in Chicago where they not only had the 3-year-old child killed, but there was also a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old. And so these children, there is more black on black crime in this country than anything ever could have happened from law enforcement. And I saw that the UK is experiencing it now and they're showing solidarity. But you had just at a Black Lives rally over the weekend, a number of people, actually, I think three people were stabbed.
I didn't hear that just yet because I'm listening more to your news than I am to our own. So, I wasn't aware of that. I was aware that there was a statue pulled down in London the weekend before.
Yeah.
Which was rather distressing, and also 100 people arrested in London. But at the end of the day, I don't think people are realising quite the seriousness of what's going on here. They're being duped into believing that it's about racism, but it's not. It's about creating disorder and divisions between people. I've just pulled up a very good Morgan Freeman statement, which was an image. I'll send it to you on your Facebook page.
I know exactly which one you're talking about from Morgan Freeman. He was doing
it. Deal with racism. Talking about it.
He was being interviewed, and the gentleman, and I give him, you know, going far with that, the gentleman reporter asked him if he believes that there's racism in America. And he said, no. If you're black in this country, you can do anything that you want. You can become anything that you want. But it is that division, because, Kevin, being over in England, you know as well as I do, it's about one world. They've got their global economy. They want global law enforcement. People are going to come in for, you know, global health care. And the WHO, the CDC, NIH, all of these people are funded by the same people. They're funded by Gates, Soros, Rothschilds.
All over the place. We are in an international world. We've got a very multinational culture here, especially in London, and there's very little animosity in that respect. It's the fact that this BLM thing has gained a foothold, it's gaining momentum, and people do not understand what is going on. Our press is actually sensationalising it.
Yeah, so is ours.
I've been listening to a talk show today at midday, which is like 4 o'clock in the morning for you guys. The talk show, they were talking about it, and I'm thinking, like, you're sounding like you're supporting it rather than this we're talking about violence, destruction, vandalism, and such like. They're criminal acts.
Yep.
So how does one criminal act, how can you, I've forgotten, can't think of the word now because I'm a little bit nervous being on air, but one, how can you justify, that's the word I was looking for, how can you justify one criminal act because of another one? You can't.
Yeah, you can't. And that's what concerns me, Kevin, that all of our, especially here in Reno, Nevada, and in southern Nevada, down around the Las Vegas area, we're about, since you're in England, we're about 10 hours drive apart. But these Democrat, these, 8 hours if I'm driving, these Democrat officials, these, I got a jag, so.
I'm not sure who that was.
Yeah, I got a little lead in my foot. My mom has always told me that. But these Democrat officials in every single city and every single county and every single state where they have control, they are jumping on the BLM bandwagon. And people are being cut down right at the core that if you don't believe in it, if you don't say Black Lives Matter or donate to them, then you are racist. You're part of the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but Black people are killing Black cops at these riots.
Yeah.
This has to stop.
And white women are screaming at Black cops.
Yeah, yeah. White women screaming at Black cops that they're the problem. It's,
I saw
Kevin,
that on Jack and Joe's page this morning. It's unbelievable.
You hit it. You hit it right at the beginning when we started talking, Kevin, and that is, it is about division. Because when people are divided, the government can come in and say, we're doing this for your safety. We're doing this.
Do you know what I think at the moment, Monica? We have a common enemy. The human race has a common enemy. And I say the human race because we are a race. No matter what your color, we're a race.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. The human race has a common enemy in COVID-19. We should be united now in peace and harmony and basically combat this virus, because that is the enemy. Not each other. We're not each other's enemy. The enemy is the virus. And that's the only enemy we've got at the moment.
Kevin, we need to talk and educate a little bit more, because I don't believe that COVID-19, yes, it is a common enemy, but when you have the people who created this virus and who holds patents on this virus also hold the patent on the vaccines and the cure for this virus, Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Foundation, you go in to Moderna, which is the provider of the medication. They have stock. They have invested billions of dollars in the vaccine, in the cure. That's how this is all documented. All of this is documented. People say, oh, you're getting really far out there. No, I'm not. Bill Gates said we will have a COVID-19 outbreak. Dr. Fauci said there will be a surprise pandemic during the Trump administration. How is it a surprise if somebody knows about it? The COVID-19 was another distraction. It was unleashed on the world. And again, it got us wearing masks. It was all a ploy to see who was going to comply, who was going to be a problem. And this also gives Bill Gates an opportunity to slip in those microchips for literally a cashless, paperless society where everybody can be tracked. Why do you think it's not so much? People aren't talking about deaths for COVID-19 right now. They're talking about the increase in cases. But what they don't tell you is that people aren't dying from it like they were. They're recovering because we finally have the combination of drugs to help people get past it. But they keep hammering those numbers, those case numbers. We have 30,000 new cases. We have new cases. But the deaths aren't there. And they also had to manipulate the death numbers to justify a pandemic. People with stage four cancer who were in hospice were said to have died from COVID-19 if they had it. That is not legitimacy. That is fraud. And if fraud has not only been put upon this country, but across the world. Kevin, God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in from that international phone call all the way from England. I'm absolutely honored that you would even take the time to listen to, you know, a little local gal here in northern Nevada.
Do you check your Facebook page on a regular basis?
Yes, I do, Kevin. I live by my social media.
I'll send you through some stuff for what we're doing at this end. But at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, we're all one race. And
that's right.
We need to stand together and make life better, not be out.
That's right.
Basically a third world war.
Exactly. And that's what they're trying to lead us into. So, Kevin, God bless you. Thank you much. We are the human race. So why are we fighting? Why are religions fighting each other? Why are races fighting each other? Why are genders fighting with each other? Remember, they just had the men against the women not too long ago? Or, I'm sorry, the women against the men? Trying to demasculate them? Women screaming at men because they held a door, because somebody, you know, helped a woman down with a suitcase? I can get that myself. I don't need any help from a man. It's division. Because they keep us fighting. And when you are fighting, when you are distracted, you don't see the big picture. Joel, hang on the line. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. And election fraud, it's on the mind of a lot of people. So, Joel, thanks for hanging on. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I have such an awesome producer, so boy, you better not be mean to Craig when you call into the show if you want to bitch at me. So he just found the song that I played earlier in the show. That is by Camille and Haley, and it's called Keep America Great. So you can find it on YouTube. They've got a couple of different videos. They've got the official music video, and they've got a live version from the 2020 Trump campaign and the recent Tulsa rally. That's just a lot of fun. So it's Camille and Haley, Keep America Great. So head on over to their YouTube and give them some love, and give Craig some love when you call into the show, because I don't give him enough. All right, let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910, our talk and text, and check in with Joel Beck this morning. Hi, Joel. You want to talk about election fraud? Joel, you still with me? I can hear something in the background. Okay. Well, I'm hearing myself in the background. So we'll get back with Joel, because that is a big concern. And people say the military write in with their ballots all the time. Well, yeah, there's also been big fraud with military ballots, that they were never counted, that they weren't counted because they didn't have enough that would sway a vote. That's bull. Every vote needs to be counted, but it needs to be counted legally. So here's the problem. Mail-in ballot. What did the Secretary of State just do here in Nevada for the primary? And what are they doing in California? Because California is now a mail-in ballot state, like Oregon. Well, here's the deal. They send out thousands of blank ballots. They send out thousands of blank ballots to every single registered voter at their last location. That's why you see piles of them outside of, you know, apartment complex mailboxes. It's like, oh, this is not mine. This person doesn't live here. And people take that ballot and they treat it like garbage. And they just throw it away. And guess what? Somebody else who knows the value of it comes along and picks it up. Let's check in with Joel Beck, who is now back on with us. Hi, Joel. Thanks for calling back.
Hi, Monica. I'm calling to help you out. You keep telling people to be sure to vote. You know a bit about wet metrics, as you've spoken about it before. And as you know, as an engineer, I live in a mathematical world. In this last election, the wet metrics of my website were off the charts compared to the previous election. Mm-hmm. And the results didn't reflect the 1,038% increase in traffic I got confirmed by two sources. So election fraud is different than voter fraud. It's much more massive. If you believe in America and are opposed to communism, that we in America and as Americans need to wake up to see what's happening. Stalin once said, if it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes that counts. And as Trump is treated recently because of mail-in ballots, 2020 will be the most rigged election in our nation's history. I speak from experience. All ballots are scanned, and I asked for the digital images of the most recent election to confirm what I saw was happening from 10 counties in Carson City, and have been told no by all the scumbag lying district attorneys, saying that it's against the law to show them to me. They are systematically hiding the election fraud that we are enjoying that has turned our state blue. And people think that Trump is going to win this election. New York Times has just reported that Biden is ahead by 12%. We all know that that's BS, because Biden would be lucky to get a couple of dozen people to show up at one of his rallies, and Trump is getting tens of thousands. So this is not a shoo-in that Trump is going to get reelected unless we address this massive election fraud that is happening. There's actually a name for it. It's called fractional voting. And if you've ever read the book Black Box Voting that was written in 2003 by Bev Harris, it describes it. But that was way back then. It's actually gotten worse. And she said a software programmer, I'm a programmer myself, I understand how this stuff works. And he's proven how they're manipulating the results.
It's the same thing, Joel, when we had the voting, the electronic voting booths, when they came out. People said that these are unhackable. This is the best way to do it. The computer programs, they do all this. And they are hackable. And we showed how they are hackable, but people wouldn't believe it, even with their own eyes. So even with their own ears, Joel, people are not going to believe that this is happening. Remember, she wasn't supposed to lose. She was ahead in the polls, too. And that's how they have this all rigged.
Well, it's a three-step process. First, they rig the polls. Then they rig the election. Then they rig the exit polls. Diebold, who's obviously making all these machines under the name of ESNS and Dominion, are the same machines. And not one of them has not been hacked. If you go to DevCom or Black Hat, those two conferences that they have in Vegas every year, there has not been a machine that has not been hacked.
And yet people still don't believe it. And they trust the people who are supposed to be watching out. And we just had because, Joel, it starts again at the city and county level, because people can be bought. People are corrupt. We just had it proved in Pennsylvania that this guy, the ballot general, he had been doing this for years, manipulating the votes. We have to stop this, Joel.
Yes, we do. And I'm not conceding this election because I know that there's massive fraud here. I'm still trying as hard as I can through different organizations to actually get a hold of these digital images, which are not the actual ballots. The digital images that are made by these machines are what are counted. And they refuse to provide them to me.
isn't there a Freedom of Information Act or something that, you, I mean, this is,
I submitted, I spent $50 sending certified letters to each of these 11 places to get them through a Freedom of Information Act to ask for these things. But it's really crazy. It's actually in the NRS, in the code, that if you're going to do a recount, they send them through the same hacked machines to count them again. So you can't look at the individual ballots. They refuse to allow you to do that. They're hiding things.
They are. They're definitely hiding it, because if I want a ballot count, I am more than happy with my ballot being shown of what and who I voted for. I know a lot of people are going to scream, well, it's supposed to be a secret ballot, secret ballot. Well, if you have no integrity to stand behind the issues and the people that you voted for, maybe you shouldn't be voting.
Yep.
Joel, I'm with you 100%. I voted for you. People know that. I had my Joel Beck for Congress, because we need change. It goes back to the term limits and what Dave Gregory was saying earlier in the show, and that is, we the people, written in bigger letters than everything else, this government is supposed to be controlled by we the people, and it is not. Joel Beck, thank you so much for joining the show and talking about election fraud and giving the difference, because, you know, Joel's right. There's election fraud and there's voter fraud. It all works together, and we're saps. We're just playing into it. We have to take our vote back, and we have to take our country back. There's nothing more to it. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's your live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I was having an interesting conversation the other day when somebody asked me what Juneteenth was, and I explained it to them, and they were misunderstanding what Juneteenth was. They thought it was something for Black Lives Matter. Like, well, no, not really. It's when America freed slaves here. But you wouldn't be celebrating Juneteenth, by the way, if it wasn't for Republicans. Please understand that. And for the Black Lives Matter people out there, remember, the African slave trade is still alive and well and thriving today. There's an estimated 13 million people enslaved between French, British, the Global Slavery Index. It's called human trafficking. You might want to look into that. I want to grab a couple of my emails here and texts from people. Received this text in the last hour. Free yourself from the disinformation. Unplug from social media. I really hope you don't do that, because all of the fun stuff that I have brought to you today, Dave Gregory talking about term limits, Camille and Haley with their fantastic song, Keep America Great, that is all from social media, okay? The whole, all the texts from AOC, would not have seen them if not for social media. People say that conservatives are downplayed, they're dismissed. You know what? They are. But on a mass level, that if you have millions or hundreds of thousands of followers, there are ways that you can use social media and get around the analytics that they use, so conservative ideas, conservative posts can still be shared. This is a very interesting text. Monica, Another fraud by mostly the Dems. I met a niece of a past president. She was probably still on the government's dole. She receives a monthly check from the government that her uncle set up for her. I met her, on a so-called private beach at Tahoe. She was getting out of drug rehabilitation. Well, good for her that she at least went in. She said after all the years being funded by the American taxpayer, she got into drugs and partying and traveling the world on the taxpayer's dime. I met four other people that had no-show so-called jobs. I suggest that we purge all payments from the federal budget to persons or a company to end all the theft. They are really confident that the money will continue to flow. One of the others named his $300,000 yacht government grant. We need to purge the federal government of a lot more things than just this money. We have seen it numerous times that Harry Reid hired family members, gave them cushy jobs, Nancy Pelosi. That's wrong. If you can't have nepotism in a private business, or people see that as wrong, then it sure as heck shouldn't be going on in the federal government. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Tyler this morning. Wants to talk about Juneteenth. Oh, we lost Tyler. Sorry about that, Tyler. Again, it's not who you vote for. It's who counts the votes. I have so much stuff here that I have wanted to share with you. And, you know, we keep going back to this racist America, and it's just not there. I was having a very emotional conversation with someone yesterday who was physically and verbally abused when she was younger. And she would eat breakfast. And she's very upset now. Why? Because some of the only good memories she has are being taken away. She remembers as a child sitting at the table and looking at the Mrs. Butterworth's bottle and the Aunt Jemima pancake mix. And those women look so friendly with their huge smiles and their kind faces that she imagined when all was horrible in her life that these women were giving her hugs. They were giving her breakfast hugs and real hugs. In her imagination, the family of Aunt Jemima are infuriated that this legacy is being erased with what's going on right now. If you give in, if you are a company that gives in to Black Lives Matter, you donate to them, you change something, never going to have Uncle Ben's rice again. You take that picture off there of that kindly looking Black gentleman with that beautiful smile, never going to eat it again or use your product. Because I have the power, you have the power to change all of this. I want to see Black Americans on food boxes, on anything. Why would you take that off of there? My husband flippantly said the other day, all we're going to have is just stick figures. Yeah. I mean, I hope I'm not offending any sticks out there, but this is the way we're going. You have the power. All of this money these people are playing with, that they're using, it's your money. Stop buying in to the marketing that this country, that you are racist. Let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Jane this morning. Jane wants to talk about election fraud. Jane, thanks for calling the show.
Monica, you have my vote when it comes to Nevada Electoral College. That is what Nevada needs for Northern Nevada to get a voice over what's happening in Las Vegas. One of the reasons we need an Electoral College is for your friend, fellow member of your political action committee, Barbara Sagaski. While she served in Las Vegas, she was a RINO, Republican in name only. You and I would probably have a lot to say to each other about her, but and you would probably defend her, but she is the worst violator. What she has done as the Secretary of State, she oversees a program called CAP. It stands for Confidential Address Program. Anybody in the United States can go to a courthouse in Nevada and get a protection order. All they have to do is file an application. Doesn't even have to be true. Just file an application. Say somebody's stalking the applicant. Somebody's harassing the applicant. Somebody put their hands on the applicant. And that applicant then gets a protection order, which is granted. It's called ex parte, without a hearing. It's granted, and then the person, the applicant, takes that protection order and goes to Barbara Sagaski's program, gets an application, and gets a fake address in the state of Nevada and gets to use that address to vote. That's anybody. Don't have to be a resident of Nevada. This is the program that Barbara Sagaska is overseeing, and it would be a very good idea to ask her next time you see her how many people are in the CAP program, because I can guarantee you that those people are voting and have no legal right to vote in Nevada.
Well, let me disagree with you on one thing, Jane, and that is you're wrong about me defending Barbara Sagaski. When she pulled this whole vote-by-mail thing and pulled it out of the hands of the voters, no, she lost my support. People think of offices like Secretary of State and Treasurer and, you know, even county clerks. They think of them as just innocuous, you know, offices that they don't make really that much difference. It's just administration, you know, bookkeeping stuff. And that is the farthest thing from the truth. If you have an elected office, even if they say it's nonpartisan, it is partisan. And for an election to happen, that means that's an important office. And then when these people get into office, guess what? They just start hiring people that they want around them. And this is a big problem. So, Jane, thank you so much for calling in and giving that information. And it's CAP, C-A-P?
Correct.
All right. Well, definitely going to be, I'm going to start Googling, or I got to stop saying Google because I use DuckDuckGo. Don't use Google. Use DuckDuckGo. It's a great search engine that's not being tracked. So, Jane, thank you so much for the call. And let's go to Kelly. Kelly hanging on the line. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for calling the show.
Oh, thank you, Monica, for your inspiring attraction of these great listeners. what we do have in common, an odd thing with Great Britain, in 1933, their grand jury was abolished, according to my grand jury training manual here in California, which is really odd. So someone needs to kind of look into that, and that will help the British people tremendously. And why did it just disappear after 700 years? I'm not going to speculate on it, but our local grand juries, like right there in your 17 wonderful counties, if you folks don't want to get involved in collecting signatures for the Sisalak recall, you can do a tremendous service. You can learn how to be a poll worker, a poll watcher. You can observe the election and verify that your vote was received. And you can just love and serve and give and do for your people. And it's the training typically will take place in July. And you really need that for your schools, for your jails, for your libraries, for the nepotism, for the city, for the county. You know, for each level of government, the appointed, the elected officials, what their financial interest is, and, you know, the correlation with the California stuff in Form 700. And, you know, I try not to call in too much because I just love to give you these fillets with a scoop on top. And thank you so much again. And
I appreciate it.
Glad you're back on the air. And notice that I think it was a city council member or somebody in Los Angeles is finally getting busted. And due to their huge population, they have a 23-member grand jury for the civil. And their criminal meets once a month, and they convene a new criminal grand jury monthly. And I think that's what needs to happen in all of the states with the grand jury, is that you need to meet weekly until this corruption is flushed out. It's wonderful to learn how to investigate your government and your special districts and hold them accountable and make sure that people aren't incarcerated without a grand jury indictment. And, you know, inspecting the jails, making sure that they're fit for human habitation. And, you know, it's just a super cool thing. And it's like a gateway job, sort of like Meals on Wheels. You know, it just leads to bigger and better things.
You're hungry. Once you start flushing out all this corruption, it literally makes you hungry to help everything else. So, Kelly, thank you so much for the call. And it is so important. I made the call for poll workers, and we still didn't get enough to match all the times that were needed to watch as people waited hours to vote. We have to take responsibility. If we don't, then we deserve what we get. We'll wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Having a great Wednesday for you. Thank you so much for joining the show. Remember, you can stream it at 991fmtalk.com while you're there. Answer today's poll question: should we have term limits? Remember, you've got the other button you can hit there and put in your own comment. And also check out the podcasts. If you missed any of the show or you'd like to share the show around the world or with your friends and family across the country, well, they can check out the podcasts as well. Received this text: I'd flatten the tires of those buses, forcing the press to report on the busing of the protesters. Yes, protesters are coming into the area by vans and buses, but I just was contacted last week, the end of last week, by somebody's whose husband works in a rental car agency at the airport. Not going to say which one, but they're also being flown in. These protesters are being paid a lot of money to disrupt, distract, and cause havoc. You know what? I think they're doing a pretty damn good job of it. I mean, seriously, if somebody bumps Bubba Wallace now during a race, is that going to be racist? Probably. It's probably going to come out and say, oh, they're attacking me now. It's Jussie Smollett all over again. Big headline. And the media is pushing this. They're pushing this because they're paid to push this propaganda. They're not news. They're propaganda. Big story about nooses hanging in trees. They weren't nooses. They were ropes that had exercise equipment attached to them, that people could actually use them. Black man was down there saying, we, you know, put these in the trees just to have fun. But that's not how the media portrays it. Again, you're the one with the power. You're the ones to adjust the ratings, give them your hard-earned money, whether it's what you're eating, what you're doing in entertainment, what you're watching, even what you're listening to. You are the one who makes the decision and who makes a decision for your family. Why don't you give a listen, a real listen to what your kids are listening to nowadays in the music? I hope you had a little bit of fun today and learned a little something. I love you. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1.